Okay, chavra. Simon tzadi dalet se'if hey. This se'if is actually relatively complicated to understand what's going on. So what we'll try to do, to the best of our ability, is to simplify matters. There is a smack. Now, the smack is Reb Yitzchak Mikorvil. He's actually called the Maharari, Mem Hei Resh Resh Yud in the Shach. And the smack tells us of a case that you cooked, you have a clean, brand new pot, you cooked water in the pot, you insert a Ben Yomo milchik spoon into the pot, and then later on, you insert a Ben Yomo fleishik spoon into the water that's cooked in the pot. So the smack says that it's usher to use this pot for both milchiks and fleishiks. You're allowed to use it for everything else, but it's usher to use it for milchiks and fleishiks. Now, the Dark in Moshe points out that the smack says this, but it's very hard to understand why. Because l'cha'ira, this is a dugma klasit. It's a classical case of not barnat. No? It's not barnat de hetera. Meaning, I have tam of cholav in the spoon. It goes from the spoon into the mayim. From the mayim into the other keli. Now, there is a discussion whether the mayim itself counts as an additional transfer stage in the rules of Nat Bar Nat. When we learn Sadihe, we'll see that this is a Taisus on Kuf Yud Aleph, and there's really two opinions there in the Taisus. But be it as it may, right, the din of Nat Bar Nat is that it is permitted, al kol ponim b'diyeved, and even if it's Nat Bar Nat al yedei bishul, so the mechaber is mekel on Nat Bar Nat al yedei bishul, and many rishonim are mekel. So the Dark in Moshe raises the objection on the smack. How could it be that it should be? How could you aser when it seems to be a Nat Bar Nat al yedei bishul? That is the I'd say first paragraph of the smack, and he raises questions as to what the smack really holds about Nat Bar Nat al yedei bishul. This is the way the Dark in Moshe puts it together. But then the Dark in Moshe goes on and he says, you know what, even though the smack says that it is usher to use this pot, bein lebasar, bein lecholov, but the Sefer Issur v'Heter HaAruch writes, right, that if I have a pot that I cooked water, brand new pot, I cook water in the pot and I stick a milchig spoon in the pot. Subsequently, I cook water in the pot and I stick a fleishik spoon in the pot. So the Issur v'Heter HaAruch says that you follow the min ha'acharein. You follow the last thing that was put in the pot. So the Dark in Moshe notes that it's a machlekes between the Issur v'Heter HaAruch and the smack. And then he says, well, you should know that the Hagos Maimoni agrees with the smack. And then he tainas that the Issur v'Heter HaAruch is actually very shver, because the Issur v'Heter HaAruch says that you follow the min ha'acharon, you follow the last spoon that was put in basar basar, in cholov cholov. So he says, one second, if you're going to be choshish that the nat bar nat is really a problem, so then you really should not use the spoon, you should not use the pot for anything. And then he writes, you know what? I'm going to follow the Hagos Maimoni and the Smak because they make more sense than the Issur v'Heter. That's what the Dark in Moshe concludes. And for this reason, in Sadi Dalet Se'if Hei, the Mechaber quotes the Smak that the pot is going to be aser, beinim basar, beinim cholov. And the Ramah writes on this, b'di'eved, im avar u'bishel, it's going to be okay because it's a nat bar nat. But the Ramah is saying, like the Mechaber, that l'chatchila you should not do it, like the Mechaber, like the smak. Ad kan, first stage of halachic history. Second stage of halachic history is when you see the godless of the shach, right? Because in the second stage of this halachic discussion, you have to read the shach in Sifkatin Tesvav, where the shach begins by saying, the mechaber hater fablonjit, the ramah hater fablonjit. Both the mechaber and the ramah just are totally made mistakes. They totally messed this up. And in order to properly explain the din, I have to take you back to the original source over here, which is in the smack. And the godless of the shach over here is he is aware that there are two different manuscripts of the smack. There is the Ksav Yad of Krakow and the Ksav Yad of Venice. And the shach points out that the Ksav Yad of Venice is mistaken. It says Tovs. And not only that, but the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, they only had the Ksav Yad Venice. Therefore, they made a mistake. But we who have the Ksav Yad Krakow, it's not a problem. What's the difference between the Ksav Yad Venice and the Ksav Yad Krakow? So the difference is one thing. You see, we pointed out that the smak was like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of the medieval Jew, no? And the book was broken down to 7 days of the week, and you're supposed to learn one section every day. And because the smak was such a popular work, so Rishonim wrote Hagos on the smak, including Rabbeinu Peretz wrote Hagos on the smak. And sometimes those Hagos of the smak of the Rabbeinu Peretz ended up becoming incorporated into the Guf text HaSmak. And if you read the Shach, that's exactly what's going on over here in the Ksav Yad Krakow. You see, the Mechab, the smak himself, tainas that it's going to be usher. You have a pot, unused, water in it, there's no shishim in the water, milchik spoon, then no shishim in the water, fleishik spoon, afterwards. So the smak says it's a problem. But the Rabbeinu Peretz takes the smak to town. Again, this is according to the Ksav Yad Krakow, which the Shach likes. And then, by the way, kuf, kuf, kuf is not like the Hebrew version of KKK. Kuf, kuf, right? Kuf, kuf, kuf over here is something about a Krakow, no? The Sifrei Smak Sheninfasu B'Kahal Kodesh Krakow. But kuf, kuf, kuf. Oh, you guys figured that one out?
No.
Okay. But that's the pshat. He's saying that there's two different printed versions. By the way, you know my theory in life. How did the Shach have all these different svarim? Especially when the Shach writes that he was running. Right, the Shach being a Chesha Mishpat says, I'm running from place to place, how do you have Svarim? So the answer is that when the Shach was in Vilna, a few years before the Shach was in Vilna, the University of Vilna was started. And there was a Catholic priest with whom the Shach used to correspond. And basically the correspondence is, you're a wonderful guy, I really like your hat, your mitter, whatever it's called, give me books. Right, that's like all the correspondence that they have. Interestingly, one of the Svarim that the Shach asked for was like a Kabbalah Sefer. Whatever that's worth, probably worth a doctorate from somebody. So that is the yisod of the Shach. So the Shach is pointing out that in the Ksav Yad of Venice, they have the entire smak over here like it's one opinion. And the words in the smak where it says, umihu, since the kederes chadashav lo bishul ba cholav me olam, so therefore it doesn't become chayiv leves, that umihu really should be the words of the Rabbeinu Peretz, not the words of the smak. And the Rabbeinu, what?
Question that matter.
It matters like this, because the Sma, the Shaf is saying that Acharei Kechlos HaKol, the Rabbeinu Peretz is arguing on the Smak, and therefore, even the Smak as a book, you can't say that he holds of this like weird position that the pot becomes, I don't want to say treif, but unusable for both Mochik Samfleishik, Sayyidei, the two Nosne Tam. So therefore, if the Rabbeinu Peretz disagreed in the Shach itself, so you just, Rabbeinu Peretz disagreed in the Smak itself, so we'll reject that entire Shita. That entire Shita was already rejected B'tkufas HaRishayinim. Right? Again, it might matter in terms of like Darkei Moshe counting, because the Darkei Moshe counts it as Smak and Hagos Maimini against the Isser V'Heter. But according to the Shach, right, the Rabbeinu Peretz is disagreeing with the Smak, and it sounds like that's the last word. So therefore, I'll put the Smak, or Rabbeinu Peretz, in the Isser V'Heter camp. And therefore, the Shach is inclined to be more makel, or to disagree with this din in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber and Rambam in Ganzen. Right? So again, let's just chazer. The Shach points out that the Mechaber and the Rambam had the wrong girsa in the Smak. And then the Shach basically says the girsa that they had seems to be an impossibility, because the Mechaber himself holds that Nafar Nat Ayidei Bishul is permitted. The Mechaber holds in Sadi Hey, I'm allowed to wash dishes, to wash Fleshiga dishes in the Milchiga pot. That's a Nafar Nat Ayidei Bishul. How could the Mechaber and the Ramah over here Aser? So the Ramah maybe Aser Ayidei Bishul is a Chatrila. How could the Mechaber Aser? So he says, obviously it's ruined. Moreover, we see that Nafar Nat Deheter Ayidei Bishul is going to be permitted, because it says in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach that I'm supposed to be careful to kasher my kelim on Erev Pesach before Shal Chamishas. Because before Shal Chamishas, the chametz is still mutter. And therefore, if I kasher my kelim then, it's going to be a napar nata hetera, which won't cause a problem. You see from there, says the Shach, that this entire din that we ask for the kelim lechatchila ayidei and not barnat ayidei bishul, this din is just totally, completely, thoroughly wrong. That's basically what the Shach concludes. Okay, the Shach lahalacha at the end of Sifkat and Tesvav seems to agree with the Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch. So what do I do in this case? If I have a pot, a brand new pot, and I stick a milchiga spoon in, and then later on I stick a fleshiga spoon in, what do I do in that case? So the Shach says, you follow the min ha'acharon, the tchiva ha'acharona. If the last spoon is fleshik, treat the pot like fleshik. Milchik, treat the pot like milchik. This is the halacha as presented by the Shach. Okay. Now, these dinim, are somewhat interesting. First of all, by the way, the Shach concludes this way. The Badei HaShulchan says that you should not use the pot at all if the tchiva ha'achreina is within chaf dalet shos, or the tchiva rishona. In other words, that we're going to hold like the Mechaber and the Rambam that the two opposite gender spoons creates a problem only if it is within chaf dalet shos. That seems to be what the Badei HaShulchan says. Others assume that this din is entirely wrong, and you could use the pot both for basar and for cholov, that the napar nat doesn't create any problem. Again, I'm just reading the way the Shiras Hayom presents the Shitos. Good. Now, the Shach is hitting home runs, because I have all these other dinim, where I see that we aser I have all these other dinim, excuse me, where we're make on not bar not even ayadei bishul. And kol shekein in this case, where they're gimel nois neitam, I should be makel. The shachrites at the end of, again, in my Shulchan Aruch, Sifkat and Tesvav goes like on three different pages. So the bottom of page 2, going over to the top of page 3 in the Shach, right? The Shach says that even if we're machmir, like the Ramah is in Sadi Hey, we're machmir that not barnat ayidei bishul is asur l'chatchila, but not barnat barnat, if I have gimel nois neitam, it's going to be mutter. Here there's gimel nois neitam, no? The tam of cholof, let's say, goes into the kaf. From the kaf into the mayim, from the mayim into the kli, it's not barnat barnat, therefore it's going to be mutter. Now, some of the mefarshim say that we're only going to say this idea that not barnat barnat is mutter if it's a not barnat barnat ayidei beis kelim. If you have a not barnat barnat ayidei two oichlem and one keli, so then it would not apply. But al kopanim, the Shach is saying that not barnat barnat is going to be mutter even ayidei bishul, even according to those who want to be machmir. And he quotes this from a Rosh in Psachim. How would we deal with all these kashas? So the Taz has a few different approaches here. There's the Taz that we have printed on the page called the Taz. And then we have the Taz in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, which is called the Daf Acharon of the Taz. The Taz that's printed on the page says something to the effect of that this din is in Gansin and Minhag. The fact that when I have two spoons that are stuck into the pot, milchig spoon and fleishig spoon, the fact that we asur the pot, says the Taz, koza mi minhag. And the basis of the minhag is the minhag at the end of the se'if that the Ramah quotes, said if you have two, you have one is eno ben yoimai and one is ben yomo, so the keilah that was eno ben yomo becomes usser, and the keilah that's ben yomo remains mutter. And the food you should only eat kimin hakeli shehu ben yomai. Says the Taz that the minhag of the Ramah, the end of the se'if, that you eat the food kimin hakeli shehu ben yomo, that minhag is the reason why we aser it here. Meaning to say, if I have a pot that is ben yoimai, and I'm cooking food in the pot, and I stick an eno ben yomo spoon into that pot, so the Ramah writes, the Ramah as understood by the Taz writes, that you eat the food kimin hakli shehu ben yoimai. So if I have a fleishiga ben yomo pot, and I'm cooking food in the pot, and I stick a milchiga ino ben yomo spoon in, I eat the food as if it's fleishig. That din, says the Taz, that minhag to treat the ben yomo, to treat the food that's cooked in the ben yomo like that minhakli, generates a minhag that if I have two spoons, and they're both ben yomo, one milchik, one fleishik, that generates the minhag to aser it. But it's all a minhag, according to this Taz. And the minhag is kach nahagu. And therefore, in Hilchos Pesach, where we're makel on kasher and kelim, she'enam, when we're makel on kasher and kelim in Shach Hamishas, even though the shaches, I shouldn't it be a nat bar nat, that we should aser l'chatchila according to this din, says the Taz, basically, no, they're nahagu to aser. Right? And the minhag never applied in Hilchos Pesach. And the minhag is the minhag, and freknish kenkasha is alz's minhag. Right? That is what the Taz is saying. Reb Feivel Cohen takes this minhag idea of the Taz very seriously. And Reb Feivel says that based on this, we could answer a lot of difficulty here. You see, Reb Feivel here on page Resh Nun He and Resh Nun Tes. You're not allowed to use the pot. I can't use the pot, though it says in Shulchan Aruch, both for milchik, and I can't use the pot for fleishik. I stick a milchik, a spoon in, then I stick a fleishik, a spoon in. I can't use the pot for both milchiks and fleishiks. But I am allowed to use the pot for pariv. Frequent five of Cohen. Why am I allowed to use the pot for pariv? L'cha ora, we're treating napar nata yedei bishul like this tam that mamish goes in. I should treat the pot like it is a basar b'cholov pot. And based on the minhagim that we saw earlier in this simon, we should also using the pot even for pariv. How come I'm allowed to use the pot for pariv? So Feivel Cohen writes, page Resh Nun Hei, that you know why you're allowed to use it? Because the whole thing is a minhag. It don't make sense. Who cares? Right? That's Reb Feivel's approach. In terms of lumdus, this is the least lumdish thing on planet Earth. Alright? Ka nahagel. And Reb Feivel says the same idea in on page Resh Nun Tes, that the Ramah writes that the minig is that we eat the food kimin the kela that's ben yoimai. And the Torah Schatos, however, says that the minig is that you don't eat the food at all. In the case when you have a ben yomei fleishik pat, you stick an enu ben yomo milchik spoon in, so we assume that you eat the food, kimin hakeli shehu ben yomei. The Torah Schatos, however, says that you should not eat the food, neither with milchiks nor with fleishiks, but you are allowed to eat the food as pariv. And this is quoted in the Shach Yudches. The Torah's Chatzis is quoted in the Shach Yudches. Now, one second, the same kasha, Frechtod Five Oko, in the same kasha. If we treat the Enel Ben Yomo milchig a spoon, like it's really milchiks, so I should not be allowed to eat this food even with parif. The food should be treated like basar b'cholof mamish. Right? How come we eat it like the min shehu ben yomai? L'cha'ora, once we treat the eno ben yomo like it's a problem, we treat the eno ben yomo like it's ben yomo, and then the food should mamish become aser. Same kasha. So if Feivel Cohen answers, it's a minhag. Minhagim don't make sense. That's what he says. Now, anyone who studied in our yeshiva for more than, I'd say, a week, right? If you learn in, you know, tells or something, you never hear this yesod. But if you learn in our yeshiva even for a week, the yesod that you hear all the time is that Rav Soloveitchik used to say, Kod etikin rabbonon ke'endoi, reis etikin, and a minhag, the Rav used to say, has to be a kiyum of some din. No? You heard that nusach like a bazillion times? Right? That the Rav is very into the idea that minhagim have to make sense and they have to be based on something. And the Rav explained that even minhagim that seem to be completely made up, for example, to cover the mirrors in the Beis HaOvel, seems to mamish have like no source in the Gemara, no source in the Rishonim. What the heck is it? So the Rav says, no, there's a real din. It's a kiyum of kfiyas hamita by Hilchos Avelos. Because the makar that the Gemara quotes for kfiyas hamita is a pasuk de musti yukni nasati bahem v'hafachti al pneihem, right? That the Eibishter says that we're all made b'tzelem alokim, and now it's been turned over. Right, that's kfiyas hamita, turning it over. But because we're supposed to be tzelem alaikim, we want to cover up that tzelem alaikim, we want to cover the mirrors. That's the way the Rav understood it. Every minhag for the Rav is a kiyum. No? And that's why the Rav, for example, you know, shaving during Sfira, Wayu Bachram or Mekel on this, or traditional Wayu Bachram or Mekel on this until Wayu became yeshivish, right? That guys would shave during Sfira. Why? Because the Rav said that there's dinim of Avelos, Shiva, Shloshim, Yud Beis Chodesh, you're allowed to shave, Kevon Shingaru, Bo Chaveirav, you're allowed to shave during Sfira, it's like Avelos and Yud Beis Chodesh, Ad Kandavarav, Minhagim are a kiyum of a real din. This is standard Rav Judaism. Zetmin from here, right?
What?
I guess anyone who shouldn't hear this probably shouldn't be listening to Wayu Torah anyway. Okay, so you're calling that a bar, that's miyuchad. A lot of briskers stole Rav Torah, including many of the shtiklach that they quote from Reb Velvo are really from the Rav.
It's written in Rav Sefer, actually, in Shurim,
which
Talmidim had as well.
Whoa. Shi'urim from Reb Velvo's Talmidim, besides the fact, I told you the story when I started learning, so my father was in Eretz Yisrael one time, he asked me what sefer I wanted. So I told him I was interested in like Reb Velvo. So he asked, where do you get it? So I said, go to Reb David Soloveitchik. So my father goes to Reb David, and he asks to buy Reb Velvo's Shi'urim. To which Reb David said, it's a terrible sefer, you're not allowed to buy it. Right? In other words, the Mishpacha printed the Reb Velvo on the Rambam. The Shi'urim of Reb Velvo on the Masechtas, the genuine briskers hold, is...
But they have...
And a lot of those shtiklach...
Yeah, they're sure that they printed from Reverend Mordechai Mochain printed it, but if you go to Riz, they actually have handwritten shtiklach that they print as well.
Okay, so that's already... Right, so those might be authentic. You know that Rabbi Bleich here from our yeshiva got in some trouble with the briskers early in the 60s when he put out a kuntras of Reb Velvo Shi'urim that was unauthorized. You know this?
Interesting.
This is... Okay, so basically what I'm saying is like this. A lot of Rav Shtiklach Torah ended up into the standard brisker... the brisker repertoire because they were stolen Torah from the Rav. There is a few shtiklach that Reb David will say over from the Rav, but he has a mesorah that these are shtiklach that Rav was mechadish before he was yotzei l'tar basra. No? In Reb David Shi'urim, there's a couple of shtiklach. They said, briskers are strange human beings. I don't know what to do with them. Okay, what can we do? Now, What I'm basically trying to say is that sometimes Poskin and Lamdonim think about things in very different ways. And
the Rav and the
Ragachavar, right? Reb Chaim and the Ragachavar, absolutely, right? Reb Simcha Zelig, right? And Reb Chaim. There are different ways that Poskin think about things and that Lamdonim think about things. And if Reb Chaim Cohen could write in a few places over here that the minig doesn't make sense, but kach nahago, okay. I mean, I this dawned on me years ago when I was learning with Rabbi Koenigsberg, learning with Chavrusa, we're doing Yevamos that year. So there was like some shtickle taira, whatever, that I said it just didn't make any sense. It was like a minhag, whatever it was, that we saw quoted. And he's like, who says minhagim have to make sense? And I just remember that, like, for me, this was like an eye-opening experience at that time. Because, if you're trained in our base medrash, you think all minhagim have to make sense. And lav dafka. Okay, so basically what we have over here is interesting. You have the Taz on the page, who assumes it's a minhag. And therefore, the Taz says that the beginning of the Ramah that we aser the Kedera, Beinu Basar, Beinu Cholov, that is also Mikayach Minog, it's the same Minog at the end of the Se'if. Prima Gadam Oschaf Aleph notes that the Shach fundamentally disagrees with the Taz. That the Shach says, no, this is not a minhag, this is me'ikar hadin. And therefore the Shach, because he disagreed with the Taz and found this me'ikar hadin, that's what leads the Shach to ask so many kashas on this din at the beginning of the Se'if. If you hold that it's all a minhag, so freknish can kashas, it doesn't really matter. That's basically what the Prima Gadim and Ais Chafalaf is saying with a little bit of Hezber Mishali. Now, when I say that the Taz says it's all minhag, this itself is not abundantly obvious. Because the Taz on the page over here says it's a minhag, but the Shach and the Taz had a machlokas that mamish had a machlokas about this din. And the Taz in the Daf Achrin says that this din, that if I stick two spoons in, a milchige spoon and then a fleishige spoon, it's mamish going to be osir, it's not barnat. And even though the case that's quoted in the smack is that you stick the fleishige spoon in the water after chafdalet sha'is, in other words, 24 hours after I stuck the milchige spoon into the water, 24 hours later, more than 24 hours later, I stick the fleishige spoon into the water. That's the din. And the Shach says that if you read the smack, hu hadin, if you stick it into the water, toichaf dalek sha'is, it would be the same thing. And the Shach is willing to disagree even on that because of the not bar, not two kalim, etc. Says the Taz, no siri. This halacha is me'ikar hadin. And the only time that there's even a machlokas between the smak and the iser v'heter is when the techiva shniya, the techiva of the kaf shel basar, let's say, is more than 24 hours after you stuck the kaf shel chalav in. But if it is toichaf dalek sha'is, the Taz says it's mamish aser me'ikar hadin. Now, part of the rationale of the Taz is that, and the Taz actually asks the Kasha, I forgot which Sifkatan in the Taz. He asks the Kasha, but don't we know that when you stick a spoon in, you have to be choshish that there's going to be direct blia between the pot and the spoon? Because spoons tend to touch the side of the pot. Now, we saw that in the Taz in Ayre Chaim Tofnun Gimel. And the Taz over here, my eyes are failing me. The Taz asks this Kasha somewhere over here. The Taz in the Daf Achren, I think, is saying that, you know what, spoons are going to be more of a problem because of that reason. And it's an ikar hadin problem, not just a minhug. How come I'm mako and kashering the kalim for Pesach before Shah Hamishis? How come I'm mako on that? Shouldn't I worry that's going to be a nat bar nat, ayyadei bishul, two kalim, which according to the Taz is really a problem? Says the Taz. Now, and I don't understand this at all. Hasam lafi sha'ah. Velo michlof bekalim shah iser. I think he's saying you're only doing it temporarily. Remember, they used to use the same kalim all year in Pesach, no? That's why they were kashering kalim. So it's only a few shots, like a temporary accommodation. So that's why we are mekel over there. Davarza anima mashlo mevin. I just don't understand. Like, if you hold it's an ikar adin problem, so what if I'm going to use the pat for a week or a month? I just don't understand why that should change it. Yes, sir.
In addition to being a problem for...
Can you just speak louder?
In addition to this being a problem for Pesach, won't this be an issue for Haggadah generally?
So Haggadah in general, mm-hmm. The Balei HaTosfos and the end of Avodah Zarah have two reasons why it's going to be permitted. Either you have to make sure that you have Shishim, mm-hmm. Right? Or the Balei HaTosfos say that's going to be like some sort of not bar not bar not. Right? But the basic yesod is, And that's actually the Tosfos that the Shach quotes, that even if you're Macher, not Barnat Ayidei Bishul, not Barnat Barnat Ayidei Bishul is going to be a is going to be Mutter. The Taz seems to say, right? It's really going to be a problem, at least the Taz in the Daf Acharon. And the Taz writes, you know what? Maybe the reason why we are Machmir over here is because it's all considered lechatchila. Not Barnat, Ayidei Bishul is also lechatchila. Says the Taz, in this case, it's all considered lechatchila because, you know what, just don't use the pot. Or use the pot only for parif, and what's the big deal? And therefore, right, the Taz is going to be machmir. Because it's not Barnat Ayidei Bishul, which is usher. The Shach says, come on. The Shach says, this is just not true. It's not really called a lechatchila. And de'im kein, iftole hai klala. Right? De'afilu kvar na'aseh v'shayol lechacham mikve lechatchila. Right? In other words, the Shach is saying, hey Taz, you're telling me that it's called lechatchila because you'll ask the rabbi and the rabbi will tell you not to use it. The Shach says, no siree. Obviously, this situation is mamash b'diyevi, because it happened, and you ask the rabbi. That doesn't mean that's called a lechatchila. There's a lot of back and forth here between the Shach and the Taz, Kuntres Achren, Daf Achren. We spoke earlier in the year about how this happened. Okay, Adkam. Most Achrenim, again, I think, lahalacha, assume like the Shach. The Gra over here basically says that the Shach is masig on the mechaber, and we pasken like the Shach, right? That's basically what the Gra writes. Now, there's another case that the Mefarshim over here speak about. Let's say I have a pot that was bona fide fleishik beforehand, and then I stick a eino ben yom milchik spoon into it. So in that case, the din is going to be different, because since the pot was mamash fleishik beforehand, it's harder to be motzi that pot meches kason. The Taz phrases it that, you know what, if I have a kedera chadasha, and I stick a milchik, ben yomo spoon, and I stick a fleishik ben yomo spoon in, so I have to be koveya one min for the kedera. So then, the Isser Hetter says you koveya the min acharon. The Taz says, don't be koveya anything, it's a problem, be koveya that the pot remains parif. But if you have a pot that was mamash fleishik beforehand, and then you stick the other spoon in, so b'kahai gavna, the din of nat bar nat is not as powerful as the original bliya, and the pashtus is that the pot remains like its original status, even if the spoon that was stuck into it is a ben yomo spoon, it's going to remain like its original status. Okay, I think this is what we wanted to speak about in Se'if Hey. Spoons are complicated. Also, just another ride that the Mechaber didn't think in the Lumdisha sort of way. All of Siman Sadi Dalin is about spoons. If you were writing a conceptual book of Shulchan Aruch, you have dinim of nat bar nat that are all together. You don't just talk about spoons, no? You have dinim of zeya that are all together. Like, to have a simon about spoons is a very, pardon the expression, balabatish way of organizing a book. Okay, Chevra, we should have a good day.